It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
With Valentine's Day coming up, how about some stocks tied to the holiday?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Hillary Kramer, who is the president of A&G Capital, has been looking at some stocks out there tied to Valentine's Day, like diamonds and chocolate and restaurants and so on. And she joins us now. Hillary, let's talk about these briefly here. Diamonds and Tiffany in particular. Talk about how diamonds and jewelry stocks are looking these days.
Well, the diamond jewelry stocks have actually been holding up, especially Signet Jewelers, SIG, but that's because Signet has been engaging in a roll-up of making acquisitions and being in the right price point. Because we've been in a recession and there are so many underemployed, unemployed, and wanting to be working more Americans out there, The emphasis has been on mid-level consumer spending. So that includes jewelry as well. Now, Tiffany, on the other hand, Tiffany has struggled, and that's because it's the higher end. Tiffany is in a price point. I mean, right now the stock is in the low 60s. It's been as high as $96 in the past 52 weeks. Has been very popular in Asia, which, of course, is the source of so much of our stress these past weeks with the market and the cause and the resource for what's happening. So Tiffany's, of course, has really struggled, but those mid-level jewelers, those have been doing great.
Chocolates, since they are so popular on Valentine's Day, Hershey.
Yes.
What can you tell us about Hershey these days?
Oh, Hershey's is one of these stocks you can't go wrong, continuously delivering because it's actually seen Hershey, HSY, you know, although somewhat off of its 52-week high of $170, trading a little under 90 right now, Hershey has seen is seen as a defensive play. I mean, certainly not as much so as a Hormel, which is the maker of Spam, which continues to be a 52-week winner every day that the market's open. But Hershey does have a defensiveness to it. It, of course, chocolate is so popular during Valentine's Day. And Hershey has also done an excellent job at being able to promote and preserve that brand recognition of Hershey's, which is really very important. And there really aren't any significant players in the arena. I mean, there's Lindt Sprungli, which is LDSVF, so really trades in Europe, and this is a German-Swiss company that's also a candy maker. I mean, you really don't have the competition out there. Of course, many people don't realize this, but Tootsie Roll, not that you're going to give your loved one a Tootsie Roll on Valentine's Day, but Tootsie Roll is one of the oldest stocks that exists on today. It has a very interesting history, you know, based in Chicago. And that's one, you know, a modest dividend yield, but Tootsie Roll, TR, I always think of as a defensive stock. And, you know, it's more than just Tootsie Rolls. It's also bubblegum, and they have the Andes brand and the Sugar Babies and the Junior Mints, which are very popular, and the Charms and the Blow Pops. So I think that's an area that's really very interesting. But if you were to ask me, where is the best place to buy a Valentine oriented stock, I would say you would want to go with the restaurant stocks, especially in this environment. These domestic U.S. restaurant stocks have really braved the volatility and the downward momentum that the retailers have struggled from.
What are some names, Hillary?
Yeah. I love Cracker Barrel, CBRL. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't be offended if my loved one wanted to take me to Cracker Barrel, either for dinner or buy me some shares. That would especially be appealing. Cracker Barrel has a 3.4% dividend yield. For those of you who don't know it, it's a very down-home feeling, local, country-style store and restaurant, lower end, but it is sit-down service. And the stock trades in the $130 area. It's down from $162. But I think it's a company that just continues to come through.
And Hillary, do you own or does your firm own any shares in these companies?
We do not.
She is Hillary Kramer, the president of A&G Capital, joining us with a few Valentine's Day-oriented stocks. Hillary, thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you.
And keep in mind, you can follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. That's Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
Let WSJ Podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.